Hi, this is dictation for Ms. Marnie Wien, MARNIEWINN. Date of service is 5-17-2023. Date of birth 3-30-1970. The patient returns for a follow-up visit. She reports that she has been having an ongoing physical therapy at home by First Integrated Dr. Jose, as well as primary care physician visit by Dr. Limchua, L-I-M-C-H-O-A. The pains are continuing in the lower back and the left knee, which has remained unoperated. The surgery was done on the right knee and it is completely better. Her pain level is from 7 to 8 with extreme difficulty in walking. But however, she has had a kidney failure and she has extreme swelling of the both legs. And also she has a cardiac failure as well as issue with the pulmonary edema. So she has become unfit for surgery. And unfortunately, she was scheduled for surgery with Dr. Robert Cohen. It could not be done. And at this time, until she gets a clearance for surgery, she's awaiting. She was also referred to chiropractic treatment as well as physical therapy, heat. She has lost 87 pounds since the beginning of last one and a half year time. And she's still a big woman and she's still trying her best. ADLs are affected 8 as follows. The general activity and walking ability is affected 9. Work and sleep enjoyment of life are affected 8. Mood and relationship with other people are affected 7. 70% pains are reported relieved. The system review is from the chart. Please review that. And the patient has moderate difficulty in walking. Additional history, substance abuse and compliance history is from the chart. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 115 over 96, pulse is 47, pulse ox is 98, and the rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is dated 4-19-2023, dictation number 0420-030, along with diagnosis. Plan is to continue water aerobics, and patient has been advised to join a gym. Medical marijuana was discussed, yoga, meditation has been discussed, topical pain relief has been discussed, and the patient will be provided medications, which are naproxen 500 twice a day, lidocaine patch 5%, Zoloft was provided 50 milligram at night to control the anxiety and depression that she has, and also help in sleep. Percocet 10 over 325 once a day, 30 tablets are provided. Patient received the topical pain relief that was ordered to her. Other than that, the patient is stable, and she has been advised to use ACE bandages. Not sure about her diabetic status. Patient has been advised to make sure there is no diabetes, and she's seeing a cardiologist, kidney doctor, personal doctors, and various other physicians. And so the idea is to get a clearance for the surgery. And she's going to benefit from that. Regarding her lower back, there is basically a generalized degenerative changes, arthritic changes, and bulging disc in 3 or 4 levels, for which 6-7 injections of epidural injections were done. At this time, there's no plan for doing any more injection. On the next visit, I may do left knee injection if the pain is still persisting. Thank you. 30 days time.